Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Hi, this is Davy Jones, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery on this terrific radio station.
Yeah, and it's 11:15 on this lovely May 10th. It is chilly out there, you guys, so if you're going to run out, don't forget to take a fleece with you. Or you could take a piggy. You know why? Because piggies rock. And so does Sandra Boynton. Through her eyes, her words, her music, and above all, her art, we see the world with whimsy and pleasure. We've been doing it for years and years. And I'm going to go off the copy that they gave me, because Sandra's unbelievably fascinating autobiography at her website, Sandra Boynton, don't forget the N in there, .com, where you can find the whole thing there. But she was born here in Jersey, in Orange, New Jersey. She grew up in Philadelphia, and you know her because over the past 30-odd years, she's designed cards and T-shirts, and my particular favorite that I can't believe that I'm going to talk to the woman who even thought of this, Happy Birdie to Use. I have purchased that and shared it with lots and lots of people, and I know that you guys are familiar with her bedsheets and baby toys and balloons and baseball caps, but she's got a book out all about perfect piggies, and it is my pleasure to welcome Sandra Boynton to Anything Goes. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Lise.
Nice to meet you.
Well, nice to meet you.
I love your website.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I visited it the first time that I found out that you were buds with Davy Jones, and we'll get to that in a minute. And you were sort of under construction, and it pretty much said, look, you guys are making me have a website. So I guess I have to have one. And you've grown quite a bit, but you still seems a little recalcitrant to me.
Yes, there's kind of a cheerfully grudging tone there, I think.
What's the beef? Who creates that for you? It's not you, I guess.
Oh, it is.
It is you?
I have a wonderful webmaster who also prints many of my books, Terry uh-huh. Ortolani. So he's the mastermind, but I do the copy. And it's lively and fun and peculiar. And then every few months he says, you need to write some more. And I went, what?
But I'm going out to play today.
Right, exactly.
I don't want to refresh my website. I know. It's kind of like when I'm creating Anything Goes, sometimes I feel like I'm, you know, a disciplined two-year-old having to do these things, right?
Exactly.
So I do have to say to the actual you, Hippo Birdie to Use is so brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
When did that occur to you? That's kind of like something that, like a bolt of lightning.
It was actually a sort of a progressive meandering of lightning. this is a long time ago I created that card, and it's still out there and still selling. I created this card in 1974.
Amazing.
At the time, my now husband, my then boyfriend, was out training. He's a whitewater paddler.
Oh, neat.
And so he was out training, and I was working on cards, and I thought, oh, hippo birthday, that would be nice. I started drawing these hippos having a birthday, and I went, oh, wait a minute, what about hippo birdies? And I added some birds, and I said, wait a minute, I've got to be able to finish. So it sort of evolved from there. And then, you know, when he came back from his training and stuff, I said, I came up with this really interesting card, and he looked at it, and he said, yeah, I think you've gone too far.
That'll teach you. Don't listen to anybody else, right?
I know.
Is it true that 10 million copies of that particular birthday card have been sold?
I think it's more than that now.
Holy
I never
Moses.
Quite, you know, it sells all the time, and I've done it, I think I've done 5 or 6 different versions of it, trying, because I always think I can draw better the next time, which isn't necessarily true.
Typical artist.
It's a lot. I think it's probably going to become a federal law. You have to buy the card.
Well, I have to ask you, Sandra, because I have read your bio, and you meandered from English and into drama, etc. And now you are a professional creator of whimsy. How does that happen? How do you get fortunate enough to hang out all the time in the right side of your brain?
Well, that's interesting. No, actually, I do all my contracts, too, so I'm not spending all my time.
That's good to know, actually.
I don't know how a right-brain contract would look. It might be actually interesting looking. You know, you'd have little hippos decorating the paragraph three. I don't know. I guess I've always liked to play with stuff, and I've been lucky enough to be able to keep doing that, and I don't know. It's a nice place to hang out. I've been directing music videos, and I've been learning to do animation. So it's all interesting. It's all It's all good play.
Right. Well, and it all started because you couldn't stand getting a traditional day job when you were in college. So you started drawing the cards and started going from place to place trying to get them to carry them. Is that right?
That's pretty much right. The day job I had, at least in the summers, was waitressing. And I tried hard. I wasn't a bad waitress because I was, you know, surly, although I wanted to be surly. But it was difficult. I had trouble keeping track of everything. I thought, you know what, I don't think I'm cut out for this.
No aptitude for waitressing whatsoever.
No aptitude for waitressing. So, so I designed some cards to sell myself, and my uncle was a printer, and he, you know, fronted me the credit to be able to do that, and I started selling them to stores myself, and when I paid my uncle back, and I think it was less than 3 weeks, when we had thought a year, we both realized I was onto something.
Isn't that something? Yeah, well, you actually, in many ways, were a groundbreaker, because up until the point where you started to show up, most of the cards were kind of sappy.
Yeah.
Right?
They were pretty florally dreary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty oddly generic, yeah. In terms of the sentiments expressed. They didn't seem very authentic. Now, there were humorous cards for a long time that were sort of marginal, called studio cards.
Uh-huh.
That were really quite funny, but the drawing wasn't always that great. But they certainly weren't mainstream. So I guess I brought humor into the mainstream a little more.
And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. We are speaking with Sandra Boynton. I don't have a modifying word for you, Sandra. It's been bothering me all morning when I'm talking about I'm going to interview you. Usually I can say vocalist or novelist or
just say supermodel, that'll work. I have the same problem. People say, what do you do? And I go, So I tend to now say cartoonist, and then they say, have I seen your strip? So then it's hopeless. I have no idea.
Purveyor of whimsy, I think.
Right, exactly. Humor monger.
Humor monger. So I would be remiss in not asking you, how did you become acquainted with the wondrous Mr. Davy Jones?
Well, the wondrous Mr. Davy Jones, I was working on an album about 3 years ago called... I was writing and producing this fourth of my albums called Blue Moo. The subtitle is 17 Jukebox Hits from Way Back Never. And it's all very much sounds as if it's from the 50s and early 60s, the dawn of rock and roll, going up through British Invasion. And there was a song I wrote on it called Your Personal Penguin that I was writing, and I kept hearing Davy Jones in my head singing.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Because it has that sort of jaunty British music hall thing that early British Invasion things had. And so I just actually sent the demo cold turkey to his manager, and she called and said, he loves it, he'll do it. And I went, okay. So it was great. And you know him. He's just such a brilliant performer and such a nice guy and so funny. So it was just exhilarating working with him in the recording studio, and then we ended up on stage together. Kennedy Center wanted me to present that album in a sort of stage show, so I put together a show and asked Davy Jones if he'd host it with me, largely so I could stand next to him on stage. But he was great, and it was really fun, and he performed the songs, and we had other put together sort of a mini Broadway show of these songs, and it was really fun.
I need this album. You know this, Sandra.
Well, if you don't have it, tell the publisher people, and we will send it to you. I'll sign it to you. And, it's really
okay.
Really fun.
Yeah, the thing that's neat about Davey that I appreciate, and Deborah, is that they bring no ego to the party. They're just having a good time. And
that's exactly right. Exactly right.
So I would be yet again remiss if I didn't ask you about Perfect Piggies. Tell me, Sandra Boynton, what is tell me about the pigs.
Well, Perfect Piggies is my newest book, and it comes out in a couple of weeks. It's a board book, and
target audience.
Target audience 1 through 108, but yeah.
Bearing in mind the pages are about an eighth of an inch thick each.
They are. They're thick pages, so you know anyone can chew on them. and it's very relaxing to chew on them. It's fine. So, but it's a board book that also has a song download, and the song. It's a doo-wop a cappella sort of song sung by a group I call the Snouter Limits. it's a song that I first wrote for my first album, which is Rhinoceros Tap, and I've always wanted to redo the song because I'm a better music producer than I was then.
Oh, okay.
So I just started redoing the song this year, partly for my own amusement, and then I was amused enough, I thought, you know what, I really would like to bring this song out with its own book. So that's what this book is. It's Perfect Piggies, and it's a celebration of being a pig from the point of view of pigs. Did you ever see noses so wonderfully round? Where else could these curly little tails be found? And it goes on in that vein. So it's a exuberant book with an exuberant layered a cappella song that goes with it.
Why pigs?
Oh, everyone loves pigs. Especially people who draw love pigs because they're so fun to draw. It's not hard to make a pig expressive, and it's got these wonderful floppy ears and snout and curly tail and roundness and pinkness. What's not to love?
Got it. All right, so Perfect Piggies is out in a couple of weeks, you said?
Yes, I think it's the 26th of May that it's released.
Okay, and I can tell you guys I've got my very own copy. I'm going to give you a chance to win your very own copy, but it takes just a few hard-earned dollars to get your very own Perfect Piggies to chew on. $6.95, I believe, I saw was the cover price there, Sandra.
Right. Yeah.
You also wrote a book for adults, Chocolate, The Consuming Passion. That's not in print anymore?
Yes. They keep trying to get me to bring it, but it was in print for 27 years. So, but it's actually, interestingly enough, it went a little out of date. It's a humor book. It's for, it's for adults, meaning it's not adult humor. It's all people humor.
Uh-huh.
And it's a quasi-scholarly, somewhat tongue-in-cheek treatise on chocolate. And it was first came out in 1981, I think it was. They would like me to redo it for sort of a 30th anniversary. Is that right? Have I done my math right?
Okay, something like that,
Which I might do. I mean, the idea of re-researching chocolate and having it be tax deductible for a year, you know, it's pretty intriguing.
The torment, the angst.
Right, exactly.
Well, I could talk with you for the entire afternoon and have a splendid time, Sandra Boynton, but I know that you are enjoying the revolving door today, known as a junket. So I've got your piggies set up to take us out of here. So tell us again the name of the band.
The Snouter Limits.
The Snouter Limits. And you can log on to sandraboynton.com for more information about Perfect Piggies. And, just to spend some time frolicking in the right brain known as Sandra Boynton.
Thank you so much,
Sandra. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. All the success with Perfect Piggies and beyond.
Thanks
nice to meet you.
Okay.
All right, you guys. From the Snouter Limits, here we have Perfect Piggies. Here on Anything Goes.
Ba-doo-ba-doink, doink.
Snuffle-dee-da.
Ba-doo-ba-doink, doink.
Piggy-doo-wa.
Ba-doo-ba-doink, doink.
Snuffle-dee-da. Did you ever see noses so wonderfully round?
Where else could these curly little tails be found?
From the spring of our tail to our snuff and snout,
our plumpness is pleasing, there isn't a doubt.
And look at these ears, so floppy and fine.
You have to admit it, we're fabulous swine.
We are all perfect piggies and we know what we need.
It's really very
very simple indeed. A trough full of food, a place in the sun,
and a little bit of comfort when the day is done.
Now some have more wit, some have more style,
but no one around has a love but your smile.
Some like to work, some like to think.
Piggies are born to be chubby and pink.
Now a pig is a pig, and that's how it should be.
You have to be you, we have to be we. We go we all the way home, all the way home, all the way home.
These little piggies go wee-wee-wee, all the way home. These little piggies go wee-wee-wee, all the way home,
all the way home, all the way home.
These little piggies go wee-wee-wee, all the way home, all the way home, all the way home, all the way home.
All the way home, all the way home.
These little pigs go a pickledy bop.
And with that piggy introduction, you can give me a call at 201-692-2012. If you have a very, very young person to give perfect piggies to chew on or maybe to read, 201-692-2012, and I'll send you a copy of Sandra Boynton's brand new, you can't get it in the stores yet, Perfect Piggies. 201-692-2012 is the number. Call her at random. That's how it's going to work.